Planner's role in MRP management. The material requirements planning MRP system is managed by planners, whose primary responsibility is to keep material flowing into, through, and out of the operations. This involves maintaining priorities as conditions change. These changes may be caused by changes in the master production schedule, changes to work in process, for example, delays, early completion, partial orders due to manufacturing problems, or actions by suppliers, for example, delayed or incomplete shipments. Manufacturing planning and control for supply chain management states that in managing the MRP process, the planner is responsible for performing the following actions. Releasing orders. The system releases an order into the action bucket. The order launching converts a planned order release into a scheduled receipt. Rescheduling due dates, for example, expediting or de-expediting existing open orders as needed. Analyzing and updating system planning factors, for example, lot sizes, safety stock. Reconciling errors and inconsistencies, determining the cause of the problem and correcting it. Identifying potential problems and responding proactively to prevent or minimize their effects. Working creatively within the rules of the system to resolve material shortage problems. For example, the planner could trace an issue to the source of the demand, analyze root causes, and develop solutions. Identifying opportunities to improve the process. Evaluating and improving MRP performance. The performance of the MRP process is based on several factors. Planned order quantities and dates can be compared to the actual execution of the orders to determine the accuracy of the plan. The planner may generate reports of deviations from the plan and their causes. In addition, item and activity, inventory investment, and purchase commitments may be used to measure MRP performance. Measurements of MRP system performance for a given planning period include manufacturing orders released on time, purchase orders released on time, downtime caused by shortages, excess inventory, number of changes to purchase orders, orders released to manufacturing with material shortages, due dates of orders met, trends and action messages. In general, the following are true. High numbers of manufacturing and purchase orders released on time indicate that manufacturing and supplier lead time data are accurate and the order release process is in control. Low downtime due to shortages and high numbers of orders released to manufacturing without material shortages indicate good inventory and bill of material data accuracy, good working inventory management processes, and correct routings. The occurrence of few action messages is an important indicator because it shows that the planner and the system have acted in a timely fashion on action messages in the past, that the plans at each level are aligned, and that there is a good chance of successful plan execution and positive performance measurements. For this to occur, the system needs adequate schedule stability. In addition, planners need to have incorporated appropriate planning parameters or formal rules into the planning system and need to be vigilant in handling exceptions. When assessing MRP performance, however, one should remember the influence on performance of issues beyond the control of the system or planner. For example, excessive levels of inventory could be related to policy issues, such as determining lot size by volume discounts offered by suppliers or errors in forecasting. Suppliers may delay deliveries. Customers may change orders at the last minute. While these cannot be controlled, a pattern of issues in these areas would call for further analysis of the problem and design of possible solutions. For example, a pattern of late deliveries from one supplier might trigger resourcing of the materials. Persistent forecasting errors might call for increased training and/or forecast process improvements. While planners may not be able to control all MRP performance issues, planners need to be vigilant regarding all data that is used in the MRP process. When issues are found in routings, BOMs, or item master data, planners need to ensure these source files are promptly corrected so that it will be easier to maintain a valid priority plan going forward.